Join us, Andrew and Faye, every 2 weeks as we navigate the intersection of technology and learning right here at Wellington Hangzhou. So today, I wanted to bring to you, Faye, the idea of text to video. It seems like over the last month or so, this has really shot up in everyone's thoughts, especially with the drive now for access to Sora, which has become accessible recently, not yet in the UK. But if you got a VPN, you can sneak yourself around that. And other websites too that have allowed text to video. Still quite a short time frame that you're allowed to produce. But I just find this such a great leap forward. What do you think?
I have seen the similar news everywhere. Even in China, there are so many local AI applications can do such thing. But also, just on the side note, I realized that it only gave you, as you said, a very short time. Normally 5 to 6 seconds as how much you can go for it. And if you want to make something longer or if you want to download in a better quality, you have to pay money for that. Again, clearly that's not our focus. But first of all, having a video down or show to the children, to our pupils, compared to pictures and the textbooks, it's way more attractive, way more attention getting from them. I think if somehow we can utilize the power of making a video out of something, it's going to blow away. I think it's definitely be a next different making thing.
Agreed. I think we're quite limited at the moment with those 5-6 seconds. I know that on ChatGPT, if you're paying the full whack, I think it's something like £200 a month, they allow up to 20 seconds, which is really good. So we're limited at the moment in regards to what we can do with this in the classroom. Some ideas that I've come up with so far, pupils who can write their own work and then potentially illustrate the main character, say, from something that was a piece of creative writing, take that illustration, upload that to one of these platforms and get it to then animate that character and bring it to life. I think that's quite a cool use case. Just really would just drive engagement. And of course, on the flip side of that, you can use it as some kind of a hook or a prompt to get people's imaginations going. Mm. But I also, as well as, because it is limited at the moment in regards to what you can do in the classroom, I myself am really excited and would love to go down the path of where we think we could be headed with this sort of technology. I know I spoke to you yesterday and we were getting quite excited about this, even sort of outlandish ideas that how far away are we from simply prompting our own movie? And these networks, like say a Netflix, will allow you to type in, give it a prompt, and then throw back at you a whole movie, something that you feel like watching in that moment. You know, right now, of course, we're at the 5, 10, 15, 20 second mark, but we know how fast technology moves, and, you know, ideas like that are just wild to think about.
I'm very positive to think about that one day, very soon, we have the ability to create a better, longer video. I mean, as I explained yesterday, eventually, if you can make pictures and then you just make a lot of them to combine them as a video. And if you can generate 5 seconds, I think given the enough power, enough money, then you can definitely make a 2 minutes, 2 hours probably in the future. And also, if we go back to the very beginning, I remembered that we have a certain limit of how many words you can type to ChatGPT, how many capacity he can take at the beginning. Now that capacity has been increased. Today, I think at least 5,000 words, somehow you can copy the whole paper into it. Same story, I think, going to happen to videos, how many videos they can promote. Also, yesterday, very funny, we also talk about that having a video display to children can be interesting and it can be also very sensitive because sometimes you don't have the full control of the video outcome. I mean, again, you're definitely going to check before you play for the children. But so I'm just saying,
safeguarding,
or children may be more overexcited, maybe turn the video into something different, or they have different perspective about it. As I remembered, we had a Christmas celebration a couple weeks ago, and we talk about that somebody should dress up as a Santa Claus. And then sometimes people think, oh, you think I'm, you know, in the body shape of the Santa Claus. It's such a nice gesture, But you never know how people take it. You never know how this conversation is going to go to. Eventually, I think maybe because so excited, children may be more thinking about it.
Yeah, what the idea of like offending people intentionally, unintentionally, with this kind of technology. So you can take someone that you think would fit the role of a Santa Claus based on perhaps body image, input that information into a Sora or whatever it might be, and get, know, that person dressed up as a Santa Claus, let's say, against their own sort of free will, which definitely we're heading down that idea of now deep fakes. And, you know, deep fakes in images is one thing, and now deep faking someone into a video. And I know that even that technology has been around for a little while now, but only really available to those that are or know what they're doing. Whereas now it seems as though everyone can do it in a minute. And where's that going to lead?
I think frightening times. I think in the end of the day, maybe as in a school setting, we wouldn't have that extreme example happened. But I'm just saying, thinking, look at a picture and look at video, the impact of it, the lasting impression for children, how many, how excited, how much they're going to talk about it, going to definitely be different. And then I definitely don't want this conversation to go other ways. But overall, I think we should talk about how we can use it because it's right there already. I just feel like it's coming on the way. There's no way we can think about shut it down or avoid it. It's just much more about how can we let teachers be sensitive, be mindful about the power of generative video can be.
Yeah. I also think about, so I went into the Apple store the other day and I tried on one of the Vision Pros and I was blown away by where we're at. Now, again, not accessible to the average person given the price tag at the moment. I'm sure that will fall with time. But if we can start to merge these technologies as well, you know, where we're at with AI and video generation, text to video, and with these amazing smooth headsets that now exist. And it's wild to think where we could go with this and the worlds that we could create, the false characters that we can, you know, befriend and I'm sure fall in love with. And at what point, you know, do we become stuck to our headset with the integration of AI? Yeah, probably not that far off. What was the film you compared it to? Ready Player One?
Ready Player One. It was a big movie and eventually everybody live on the cloud somewhere and the people there, they do social life, they shopping, they work hard in the game to gain money to buy some equipment. I really like what you said is that long time ago, a couple of years ago, this just a wild idea. People talk about it, people imagine about it. But right now, you, me, almost everyone can feel it's by the door. It's always coming. I also got the privilege to try the Vision Apple Vision Pro once in the Apple Store. Again, as you said, I knew something was there. But when you see it, when you were feeling the whole, immersed into it, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
It is.
You can't really explain it.
You have to
go in and put them on. And then you, at what point are 30 children sat in a classroom with an Apple Vision Pro with a fake teacher?
Well, if you really think about it, people sat in the classroom on their laptop, on their iPad, watching a person talking in the screen. Eventually, what's the difference?
I haven't got a job.
I think definitely be something going to make a big difference in the industry.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? The technology whereby inside the headset you can still see the real world around you, and that's now becoming intertwined with virtual reality in the same picture. That, you know, again, that's a leap forward.
And another thing, again, every time we talk about technology moving forward, we also talk about the cost to apply. The cost for teachers to learn the logic behind it. If you think about the software, Excel, PowerPoint, Word, it has been on the market for a long time. But so far, lots of us still don't know so many shortcuts. We still didn't use the full capacity of the Excel yet. Again, when we have the Apple Vision Pro or similar device into school, probably not. It still take a long time for people to learn how to code it, how to interact with it. What should we do if things go wrong? Or how can we reset? You know, all those logic behind it, it still takes time, takes effort for people to adapt to it. And then when I was doing my trainee teacher last year, and we even still talk about that, so many teachers prefer use pen and paper nowadays when they were teaching or when they're learning. All the interactive software, the whiteboards, the fancy animation, sometimes didn't help. Maybe after all those things, people still find, you know what, I'm just a human being. Give me expensive headset, doesn't change, I'm the fact of a human being. I'm a primary children. I still prefer to somewhere to touch, to play.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess there's always an argument for cases whereby technology is the hindrance rather than, you know, the added benefit. But yeah, everything in moderation. But definitely exciting times. And as soon as we can get those sorts of price tags down and get it in the hands of the common man, then the more investment will go into it, the more apps will be made. And, you know, just like as has happened with AI, essentially, in the last couple of years, everyone's got a chatbot on their phone now. And as a result, it's just flown and advanced so quickly. But, yeah, really exciting times. Anyway, I think for today, that will wrap up our show. Some interesting thoughts. And yeah, I think we're on the cusp. We have been on the cusp for the last few years, but we really are on the cusp of something remarkable.
I'm also very excited to know that we are the generation seeing this. I can sense this is way more than iPad, way more than having a screen instead of the blackboard. I think I'm quite excited to see we are the generation who's seeing this coming.
I think this could be a whole nother podcast. We are the generation whereby we went down the road and knocked on the door of our friends in order to get them out to come and play.
Yeah.
And in that same lifetime have seen everything, all of this
changing,
become a reality. And I think actually that's really cool, and I'm really grateful to have the experience of it all. But yeah, maybe that's next week's podcast.
Definitely. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Faye. I'll catch you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.